Hello, everybody.
Hi. We're back for another Your Daily at yourdaily.blogspot.com, a show where we talk about stuff that I post on the website, yourdaily.blogspot.com,
actually,
that I find interesting throughout the week. You post none of them. And then Dexter and I talk about them.
Stuff.
No, you
I do most of the work. You just show up and talk and annoy me.
Nice. And our first item for today is a video called the Interactive Mirror.
Is that Hayden Panettiere?
You just said a whole bunch of stuff I don't understand.
Hayden Panettiere.
Oh, is that the actor? Is that the cheerleader?
Yeah, and she was in Heroes.
That's what I mean, that cheerleader in Heroes. Although she was in a movie where she was a cheerleader,
yeah,
too. That was on last night.
I haven't watched Heroes, so I don't know if...
Did you watch the movie, the
like,
cheerleader movie she was in last
it's
night?
It's like All That or something.
I don't remember what it is, but it's the dumbest
oh,
thing ever.
It's like Step It Up.
I think you're right. All I know is that it was on E instead of reruns of Saturday Night Live, and it was funny.
Uh-oh, I have pepperoni on my pajama pants.
Uh-oh. Okay, well, as we were saying, he's commenting on the person in the video that we're talking about called Interactive Mirror.
Speaking of Hayden Panettiere, she was in this video.
No, she's not. I just said that's not her.
No way.
No, this is somebody... Okay, if you'd let me finish the story, I'll tell you what this is. This isn't anything to do with a television show or anything like that. This video is called Interactive Mirror. Now, what you're seeing there in the thumbnail that's on there is it's... Now, I don't know if this is something that they're actually working on or if this is just an idea that they had or like an artistic video or whatever, but over at blog.litstudios.com, they have a video that says it's an effort to dive deeper into HCI, human-computer interaction, by hacking together parts easily acquired. They set out to build something especially non-computery, in quotes, introducing the interactive mirror. On paper, this construction looked like it'd be novel and fun. I was pleasantly surprised to see it was way more fun than expected once fired it up. Now, the thing is it's supposed to be like you have a mirror in your room, but the mirror is actually like a touchscreen computer. Kind of like that Yellow Pages ad that's out there where the girl's boyfriend breaks up with her and then she calls to get a tattoo or something. I don't know.
What?
You know what I'm talking about? Where they got like the big like fake screen and they like call up people on the... That's what this is kind of like. So they draw on the thing and they do math and their homework and everything. And I'm pretty sure it's...
I play Sonic.
Yeah?
No, because like, you know how I have Windows on my computer now?
No.
I was like, I could totally play Sonic on that.
What made you think of that?
I don't know.
The fact that you weren't listening to a word I said?
I was moving my feet along, and then I dragged them, and I was like, dude, Sonic does that when he's flying. And then I remember looking at a picture of Sonic. Then I was like, when I looked at that, I was like, dude, I have that game that they took that from. And then I was like, wait, I could play that on this new computer. And then I just blurted it out.
And it took that long in your head to figure out. See, and also,
it took 2 seconds.
Right, but it took you like 5 minutes to tell me about it. But the other thing I wanted to say, too, is when I ask you, like, what made you think of that, and you're like, I don't know. And then you tell me some huge convoluted story that, like, takes 5 minutes to explain. And it's like, what do you mean you don't know? You just told me.
Well, it's like when somebody asks what's up on AIM, you say nothing. Just, you know, mourning the death of my whole family.
What are you talking about? Why do you say that on Instant Messenger?
Just because. No, like, you say nothing, and then you say what's really up.
Oh, okay. But why would you say mourning the death of your whole family? Or was that an example you were just using?
It could happen.
Stop it.
Or mourning the death of my ex-boyfriend. That actually did happen.
Who did?
This person I know.
Okay, not your ex-boyfriend.
He doesn't, no. He doesn't go to our school. My school. You don't go to my school.
Okay, lives in Canada. You don't know her.
Canada.
All right, on to the next story. Writer, the internet typewriter. This is a link
Speaking
to something I saw. This was somebody. Oh my God! I did
typing.
Just like that comedian on the Weekly Update News, the comedian who's the political comic, and he can't get his thoughts started. So he's like, "I saw this. You know, it's the thing that it kind of. You see, people are, and you go. I just totally did that. Okay, this is something I saw a while ago that was posted by a dude that used to be a huge blogger on the internet. And then one day, because people just started flaming his blog and reposting stuff and saying that he was wrong about things, he finally just said, screw it, I'm done with the internet. And he was like an internet superstar. And I remember one of the things that he posted about was this thing called Writer, the internet typewriter. And I could never find a link to it. He just talked about it, and I think it was something he had to pay for at the time. And it's essentially like a Word document web page, but it has none of the fancy stuff that distracts you. It takes out the menu bar of your browser and all that kind of stuff. Anything that would distract you, and it's just for writing stories. So you can concentrate, and it's just text and typing as if it were a piece of paper and pencil, except that it saves it automatically for you on a web page that you can keep going back to. And it assigns you your own web page to write the story. And I thought that was kind of cool. So you don't have to sit there and worry about all the different fancy buttons and be distracted. It's just basically, it's like a blank sheet of paper and you're typing on it. That's all it is.
How do you underline and stuff?
I don't know. I don't think you do. I think it's just meant for typing, for writing down your ideas. No distractions. So that's
just
at,
like, does it save just after like every word?
You can save it to save every like couple minutes or 30 seconds or something like that. It does it automatically.
I want mine to save every 2 seconds.
I don't know if it does that.
That'd be so cool, though.
Why would that
be
cool?
Like saving constantly.
But you don't notice that it's doing it. That's the point of this thing, is because that would be distracting. There's nothing there. It's just like a blank sheet of paper. There's nothing there. What you're talking about is exactly what this thing is trying to avoid.
No way.
Yes. So it saves in the background. You just know that it's doing it. And when you're done, it'll tell you where this thing is if you want to come back and write on it again, because it's no distractions. And you're already talking about being distracted and going, I want it to go saving, and it's not going to, because that's exactly the opposite of what they're trying to achieve there.
That's pretty cool.
And that's over at writer.bighugelabs.com.
Speaking of that, the Control Master.
That didn't work.
No, it's speaking of that because it's something you found on the same day.
Okay.
I'm sure there had to be some kind of connection.
What Dexter is talking about is the Control Master, which is an online video that you can find over at...
See, it's online.
That you can find over at ideas.veer.com. And it's basically... Veer is a site that has clip art and different types of design things that you can buy and examples. Well, they also have a library of CSA images, which CSA are... I forget what it stands for. But it's basically like the old type of comic book ads, where they had advertising agencies that would hand draw, for the ads and stuff. And none of that stuff got copyrighted. So they have a library collection of all those old looking, like, you know, guy with a pipe and things like that. And they took those and slapped them together into a story that they made a video out of. And it's like a Secret Agent 50s type of story, like the Venture Brothers. Well,
the Venture Brothers are awesome.
Yes, they are. So that's over at veer.com, V-E-E-R.com. And it's kind of a fun little watch.
Which is .com.
And on the same sort of, this Hawaiian. Made me think of this. I actually looked this up after finding the Control Master the next day.
Hawaiian Dick.
The Hawaiian Dick is a comic that I really, really enjoyed. It was a short series, and the art on it was fantastic. And it actually reminded me of CSA-type images. The guy that did the comic book, and I really enjoyed it. So I looked it up to see where it was online, and the first post on the website at HawaiianDick.com, that's one word, apparently they're making a movie of it, and the guy that's going to play the main character is Johnny Knoxville from Jackass.
Johnny Knoxville.
So they're actually making a movie out of it.
It's kind of a funny name, though.
Yes, it is. It's supposed to be.
Okay, good.
It's actually a mystery slash, like, voodoo...
Comedy.
No, I didn't say comedy. What? Mystery? How does mystery slash voodoo make you say comedy?
Mystery.
Mystery, I said.
Mystery.
But it's like, it's kind of like Scooby-Doo with actual detectives. Because it has like ghosts and all this other type of stuff. It's not really a comedy. I mean, there's some stuff in there that could be funny, but it's mainly supposed to be like an adventure mystery.
Why do they
mystery.
Make their title like that?
Well, because it's supposed to be like, because Private Eyes are called Private Dicks. That's what they were called in the 50s. That was what they referred to. They were called short for detective. So they were called dicks. But yes, nowadays people like you that don't know that think
laugh at
calling,
it.
Right.
Thinks
that it's calling them a name. So that's why.
It's funny.
So that's supposed to be coming out in 2009. So it's coming up on us here. All right, what's this thing? Oh, that's right. This is...
Speaking of that...
Tar Pipe. Tar Pipe is another sort of social aggregating posting website that will post to, you know, your friend feed and your Twitter and your Facebook and all that kind of stuff, except that it makes it easy to share content across different social media applications, but you can automate your publishing, create publishing workflows that can be triggered by email messages or instant messaging updates or third-party applications. So you can actually set it up that if you send something from, like, your email, that means that when you send it there, you want this email to go out to, like, your blog and Facebook. But if you instant message something...
Isn't that kind of like Project Playlist?
I don't know if I've heard of that.
Didn't you show me that?
I don't,
Project Playlist did, like, MySpace and Facebook and stuff. Didn't it?
Is that what it was called?
I think so.
Maybe it is.
Well, yeah, there are actually a lot of services out there like this. But this one, what's neat is the interface. Yeah, you, like, just point the different things that you want to go where, and then you just walk away from it, and then you access it through these different applications, and it'll do what you programmed it to do for each setting. And the setting looks like Gmail, so that's kind of interesting, too.
Does it have themes?
No, it does not have
crap,
themes.
Crap, because I want my ninja theme.
I'm so sick of hearing about the Gmail themes.
Ninja!
Oh, my God. Now, this one I put up there just for you. I don't even know how I ran across this.
Speaking of that, speaking of anti-monkey butt powder...
That is the next post. Anti-monkey butt powder. I don't even remember how I came across this, but I put it up there specifically for Dex, and I thought you'd think it was funnier.
It so what even is it?
Anti-monkey butt powder is specially formulated to absorb excess sweat
butt.
And reduce frictional skin irritation. It's actually a powder, kind of like Gold Bond medicated powder, only this is anti-monkey butt, so you don't get monkey butt, which is apparently sweaty butt. And that's a product you can buy over at antimonkeybutt.com, and that's all one word.
Wow.
Okay, it's slowly caught on, but you started to get...
No, but do you seriously just, like, pour powder onto your butt?
It's... Well, that's what it's meant for. I think it's meant for,
Are they serious? Like, with that mascot?
If you get sweaty butter, you have a rash. I'm sure they're just making light of it. I mean, it's called anti-monkey butt. I mean, of course they're...
They shouldn't have even made that a symptom. Monkey butt?
Monkey butt. It's kind of like swamp ass.
It's just terrible.
Moving on to the next
post. I feel
bad
for anybody who's like, I can't come to school. Why? I got monkey butt.
It happens.
I need some anti-monkey butt powder.
Anti-monkey butt. I'm pro-monkey butt.
I love how monkey butt is in like all capitals and red and like bigger font.
Are we done?
Maybe.
You just
I might
going.
Come back to it.
Okay,
but,
that's
you know.
Fine. All right, the next post is sendmepennies.com. This is a site I ran across that's was just kind of interesting. It's super old school looking. But at sendmepennies.com, this guy and his girlfriend just got this idea. They said the goal of the site is to collect 1 million pennies, like actual pennies, 3.2 tons worth of pennies, and try and spend them on a single purchase in a single day. And then they said, this is where the fun comes in. Once they receive the 1 million pennies, they will get a film crew together and begin filming the adventure. They will find an armored truck service to carry the weight of pennies.
What?
And then pay for whatever they decide to do in pennies. So it's just an idea they had. They don't, you know, they're not expecting anything, or maybe it won't even happen. It's just a experiment they're trying out. And they've actually got some money. I don't know how long the site's actually been around. But it looks like you just send them a penny. That's all they want. and then they're going to... I thought it was a cool idea. So that's at sendmepennies.com.
That's so
you
cool.
Don't have a bank account. You ain't sending them nothing.
No, I want to do one of those on my own.
Oh, I see. Okay. You're not old enough to do it.
It's a penny with a face and legs and arms.
Okay. The next thing I found today is Jeff Bridges, who plays the evil character in Iron Man. He's also the dude in The Big Lebowski. He has a website where he's apparently a photographer. I didn't know.
Really?
And he has an entire book collection that he put together on his website at jeffbridges.com of behind-the-scenes photos he took of the making of Iron Man. And it's pretty cool. The whole site's laid out like a photo book. And his photos are nice. And he's got a bunch of other photos for different things and just... It's really cool. I enjoyed it. So I just thought I'd post that on here and talk about it. So we have one of them right here on the site, and he paints like the name of the photos on the photos themselves. It's pretty cool.
That's deep.
Yeah, it is deep. All right, those are the posts for this week. So you want to tell them how they can get a hold of us and yada yada.
They don't need to know.
No, they don't need to know that. All right.
Okay, so I'm telling you anyways because I'm a jerk.
Got that right.
Hey. You watch yourself.
Don't say it if you can't handle it.
So, you can click on one of the many RSS feeds at the top of the site.
Word.
Site word. Or you can...
I was agreeing.
Oh.
Okay.
Then why didn't you say I agree?
Okay. Continue.
And then, or you can contact us by emailing him, not me, because I do all the work. At tmry1@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I meant email me, not him. Or send me, as in me, a voice message by clicking on the button that says send me voice message. And or you can subscribe by email by going to the thing that says subscribe by email right below that and entering your email address in the place that says enter your email address and then clicking subscribe on the button that says subscribe.
Great.
It's pretty self-explanatory.
It seemed like that didn't flow as easy as it usually does when you do it.
I just felt like making it really slow.
All right.
Hey, what's up with the coffee cup?
That when we first started this, I used to remember when we used to do this every day. I would find the stories while I was drinking my morning coffee.
Really?
Yeah.
How many stories do we have? Like two?
No, we'd do like a bunch of them. Like I'd go through. Entertainment, comics, current events, music, all that kind of stuff. And we do that every day. I work now. This is when I used to stay at home with you.
Oh.
So, and then after I got done having my coffee, you remember I'd call you from the park and then we'd do the show. Anyway, we're kind of getting away from the show here. We'll see you next week.
I think we're digging deeper into the show.
We'll see you next week for another show. And throughout the week, I will be posting more things on the internet that I find interesting at your daily. blogspot.com.
I love you all. You are my friend.